Everything is difficult, and Myrna or Max are bulls with people talking is the pits. I guess looking at you, you like Fellini, John Woo, Jean-Pierre Melville, Michael Powell. You had a friend who lived in the building where Powell once lived, you said, and all I can do is stress the ambiguity of greetings and salute. Nothingness is lurking, nothingness is lurking, and a kind of peep art. I spend most of my time in crisis, deliberation and depression, and grovel like a skeleton in boredom and vulgar and tawdry, but not ashamed. I have a concern like Edgar Allan Poe for effect over objects, which makes me a kind of writing pornographer, a kind of late flowering of the performance groups Dionysus in 69 getting ready for hair. I am always dead and resurrected with jewels in my chest and playing to the underground. Which is where I saw you first, smoking and drinking whiskey and then beer like John the Baptist, a beguiling cosmic dimension in long trousers and a t-shirt that showed you small immaculate breasts like they were the second stanza. Each a gorgeous crisis and highlights, boy did I fall for you right there, and everything since has been a kind of obsessive reflexivity. I do all my grabbing without a permit in districts I don't belong in, like from Canal Street to the factory to Long Island freaks to lonely apartments, but all anyone cares about is to call me smutty, and what's real is inertia and blank spaces between us and around us and fluidity and air and some old guy throwing dice all vague and soluble. That's where our sexy love lies, in that abandonment of constraints. That's where it is, right there inside what's exquisite and impaired and frequently exploited. We can see the need to reinvent and the way new orders decompose and then go back or forwards to the fundamental. You are fundamental, I am fundamental. We are fertile and have a new toe. Listen and hear it. It's a nimble caprice, and it's who we are becoming. I'd give you my real name, but that would be no less a pseudonym than yours. I can give out cooking tips and revive certain cultural events, but only so that we can see what needs translating again. There is alphabet and zeitgeist, authenticity and shark skin, wearing Italian hoods or black coats, and the opposite of commercial necessity. Baudelaire and Rimbaud and Woody Allen and Brian De Palma are hilariously improvising their gifts for the serious sense of law.